Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When CJ Stroud is ready to go, Davis is going to grab that hat and go sit right back on down where he should when it comes to this. Now, if Davis is going to go somewhere and be a Mac Jones, maybe another shot, okay. Not here, Jack. Now, you got other things, other questions of, hey, watching Davis Mills and watching C.J. Stroud, is C.J. Stroud somebody we're going to pay $50 million? That's a different conversation. But here, we know who the better player is. Paul, stop looking like that. I'm not even going to entertain.
I have a mischievous grin on my face.
I could see it through that beard. or that mustache.
Under the mustache.
I'm just saying, man. It's stop it, guys. It was a great performance. C.J. Stroud, between those two, is clearly the guy.
Well, let me ask you this: when's the last time you saw C.J. Stroud come back down 19 points in the fourth quarter?
Well, it's never happened in the club's history, okay?
That's right.
I get that. I watched him run down Tampa a couple of years ago. I've watched him go toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow. I have, okay? Yeah, I've got it.
The general had a legendary moment on Sunday, and that's why we started calling him D-Mills going forward. Ron is so disgusted.
What is this you're doing here? Why are you doing this? You're just entertaining this. Stop this. If CJ is sitting out another week, it's good for his health. I don't think we need him to beat the Titans. That's a different conversation. Although I wouldn't chance it. With Tyler going there, that's a different conversation.
What if Davis Mills wins against the Titans? I mean, it's the Titans, but if it's two wins in a row.
Yeah, Geno Smith beat the Titans.
I mean, he'll have a better winning percentage than C.J. Stroud. It's all about the wins at the end of the day. It's not about what you watch. That's how Tebow Mania began. It's not about what you watch. It's about the dub.
Listen, someone texted in, yeah, you're right. He's far away more clutch than C.J. Guys, you're not.
I'm not actually co-signing any of this, but
there's somebody out there texting in that's just doing just exactly what you did.
There's someone doing this.
You know what? It's like Let's just chill, man.
Mills was set up to fail under Lovie Smith. No one wants a white quarterback to succeed in today's NFL anymore.
It's really about the 69.
Text line coming in. Stroud has proven him and Mills are pretty close. Y'all just don't want to admit that, and you're brainwashing yourselves. Okay.
We're brainwashed.
Okay.
Whoa!
Okay.
Don't mess with the Mills Mafia.
All right.
Full of soldiers under that general.
You got to be kidding me.
This is Dee Mills we're talking about.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, this has been rolling through strong. I will say that. And I knew, guys, seriously, how close, Paul and Tyler, were we from first quarter? I told y'all Graham Mertz. I got a couple of those. I told y'all Graham Mertz should have got the start. When we were at Talyard's. Shout out to Talyard's. I'm here for the business. Shout out to Talyard's. We're out at Talyard's. There were a couple of gentlemen. No, they need to put that rookie in Graham Mertz. We already seen the ceiling. We've seen the ceiling of Davis Mills. We don't need to see this anymore. And now we got some of this. Stop this.
Did you notice that the Texans' Twitter account, randomly in the middle of the week, posted a video of Graham Mertz at practice?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that might be a sign that they were going to pull what they did. Remember when we all thought 2 years ago that Davis Mills might be the starting quarterback when C.J. Stroud was out with that concussion? And they put Case Keenum in instead. Yeah. I saw that and I was like, are they about to do this again to Davis Mills? Poor Davis.
Yeah.
No, also known as D. Mills.
Yeah, he should have just walked out the door if they'd have done that. Text line, CJ soft as hell. Show, come on, baby. Now, I don't care if you think he's soft or not. He's better than Davis Mills by a long shot. he affords you the ability, your offensive coordinator now. You question your offensive coordinator, that's another thing. But he allows you to be able to do more. All right? Like Davis played well, and I'm not going to be the a-hole to point out some of the other things that Davis did in that game that we're ignoring. He made some big plays, but there were some other things that he did in that game that is a clear reason why C.J. Stroud took the job from him about it almost immediately as he arrived.
I'll list them. Two fumbled snaps. How many throws that he had towards the sideline that were caught by a Jaguars defender as they were going out of bounds? If we're playing in the CFL, would have been interceptions.
I was going to say, if that field was just a little bit bigger.
It was a little bigger. That's a pick on a couple of those. So you got to give him credit for hanging in there after the awful start and for seemingly getting better as the game went along. I get how fans operate. Very often you will see a backup quarterback steps in and does better than someone who's more talented than. The most obvious example of this is Nick Foles stepping in for Carson Wentz. But it's one game. Just remember, it's one game.
This is not Jacoby Brissett and Kyler Murray. All right? All right. And his
nickname has to do with the D too.
And also, quick thought on that. Kyler Murray is also better than Jacoby Brissett. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's a different. Like, let's just.
He doesn't want to play anymore, probably, or they don't want him to play for them. Wow, it's one or the other.
Text line coming through. I don't often agree with Ron on most things. That's not true. But on C.J. Stroud, better than Mills, 100% dead on. Like, I wish you guys could see the stuff that is rolling in on this text line.
It's wild.
And I saw this coming through. I promise you, I got messages in the first quarter of Graham Mertz should have played. And now spun around, hey, man, if he beats the Titans, who hasn't beat the – Kyler's the only one to not beat the Titans.
Look, when I was a couple years ago, my stepdad's an Eagles fan. I'm a Patriots fan. And for Christmas, I bought him a Nick Foles action figure when Carson Wentz was out for the year, thinking, this is a funny gag gift. Well, then Nick Foles and his Eagles beat my favorite team growing up. So the egg was on my face. Also, that action figure went up in value by 500%. So if you want to get a Davis Mills throwback jersey right now,
Tyler's got one.
You think the stock is up? I bet they're available for a lower price.
I don't know how Tyler. I know it's a Victory Monday. I don't know how Tyler's not had that jersey.
They got to have some throwbacks at the Texans team store right now. Some throwback Davis Mills with the big collars.
They're going to bring them out. They're going to bring them suckers out.
Better say D period Mills if they're doing that.
I believe when you go to the game, that's the jersey you should wear.
That's what I was about to tell you. I'll promise you right now. If Stroud is having to miss another week with this concussion, I'm going to wear the Mills jersey in Nashville.
Now, again, upon this streak, you went to Denver.
It started there.
And you wore that Mills jersey to that game in Denver that they lost.
Least upsetting loss, though.
Yeah, of them all. Yes. 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 Yes.
That means anything.
All right. Also, a little news around the NFL. We lost Brian Daboll, not to death, just in coaching. I want to specify that.
Well, Jim Nantz had to clean up something for Tony Romo in the middle of.
Oh, Paul. We don't bring that name up on this show,
man. We don't bring that jackass up.
Okay. Well, I'll just say that Jim Nantz had to correct something that someone said.
I like to correct something for Jim, too.
On the.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Hey, Jim, space and opportunity. Hey, Jim, 713-572-4610.
You know what? This exchange came back to me. All right, fine. Will not be named.
I'm here.
Corrected Tony Romo.
I'm here, James.
Acted like someone was dead in the middle of the broadcast that they had yesterday for Patriots Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, I don't know if he's dead, Jim.
Tim makes some mistakes. I mean, Tony makes some mistakes. Again, hey man, real talk though, Jim. My old boss may have made me take that tweet down, but I still meant it.
You just shut up and let me do my job.
Anyway, Brian Daboll, he got fired, and an undeserving Mike Kafka, he is becoming the interim head coach. I struggle with this. I think Brian Daboll was actually turning the corner specifically with Jackson Dart. Like, there seemed to be something working there. And I think the Giants would be a problem if their, you know, their best weapons, their young weapons that he started to get together, didn't just go down with season-ending injuries, right? Like you know, Scadaboo goes down with that nasty-ass injury. Like, I mean, Malik Nabers goes down and tears his ACL on that bad turf that they have there.
Did you know that Dart's been in the tent for a concussion protocol four times this year?
I remember when Brian rushed him out of that tent.
You know, and as someone who used to cover Russell Wilson, sometimes Russell Wilson, you just want
him out. Yeah, that got away from it. But
go Big Blue.
I mean, they're clearly in the situation that, you know, they had that weird, again, the Tim Tebow factor against the Denver Broncos, whatever that was, up 26-0 in the quarter, whatever that was in the fourth quarter. But they've had these things where you can clearly see Jackson Dart seems to respond well to him. The offense with Scadaboo in the short time. I'm a bit surprised that they pulled the trigger and didn't just say, all right, man, we allowed you to draft this guy. And you're working with this guy, and you've had some really bad injuries to bad parts that you were getting stuff out of. I'm surprised they let him roll on that.
I wonder if there was a power play. Some people have been recirculating a video because the Giants, for whatever reason, like to take you underneath the kimono to show their offseason. And there's a moment where Joe Shane seems annoyed that they had drafted Jackson Dart. And perhaps this is a power struggle where the GM won because he's sticking around.
If I were D'Amico Ryans, I would. Never mind.
They lost yesterday. That is 100% something that would have started.
They could have won 62-0. And that's still something I'm starting.
Okay.
I'm just saying right now, Brian Daboll or Nick Caley.
It would be great to have Brian Daboll aboard as offensive coordinator.